the question was asked, we know that on Friday night, we say Kiddush, which is the blessing that sanctifies the day of Shabbos. It's a blessing which we discuss how God gave holiness to Shabbos and gave us a mitzvah to commemorate the Shabbos. We're making note of the holiness of Shabbos as Shabbos has entered. So our sages instituted that that blessing of Kiddush be said over a cup of wine. And we rule like Beis Hillel, that we make the blessing on the cup of wine, Borei Pri HaGafen, and we follow that with the blessing on the day. So the question was asked, that blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen, is that just like so that I could drink the cup of wine? Is it really Birchos HaNeinim, a blessing that's made just because I want to enjoy the wine, so I need to make a blessing on the wine? Or is it part of Birchot HaMitzvot, just like the blessing of Kiddush? So the truth is that that blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen has both aspects. Because I cannot make Kiddush without either wine or bread before me, so the blessing on the wine becomes a blessing that is part of the Birkat HaMitzvot. It then gets the characteristics of Birkat HaMitzvot in that, let's say, someone needs to hear Kiddush. And I already made Kiddush. Or let's say someone needs to hear Kiddush. I don't want to drink from the wine. So ordinarily we say, if I'm going to make a shahakol, I got to drink from that. I just made the shahakol, I got to drink from it. But Kiddush is different. Kiddush, if you don't know how to make Kiddush, and you're not going to repeat after me well, you don't understand what Kiddush is all about, so we say, even though I'm going to make Kiddush at home, I could make Kiddush for you, and even make the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen, which ordinarily is Birkot HaNeinim, it's a blessing over something I enjoy. Ordinarily, if I were making a Borei Pri HaGafen, I should at least taste the wine, but because it is part of Birkot HaMitzvot, we treat the Borei Pri HaGafen as Birkot HaMitzvot as well, and only you can drink from the cup. I don't have to drink from it. Okay? So that's why it has both aspects, Birkat HaMitzvot and Birkat HaNeinim.
If I understand correctly, I know that we normally don't do it. I'm pretty sure that technically, let's say someone's high up in Al-Amir.